Yeah.
Ho, use a ho. Use a ho. I said that use a ho.
With whole tendencies, hoes are your friends, hoes are your enemies. With whole energies to do what you do, blue what you blue, and screw what you screw. Y'all professional like DJ Clue, pulling on my coattail. And why do you think you take a hoe to a hotel? Hotel everybody, even the mayor. Reach up in the sky for the hoe zone layer. Come on, player, want the hoe always. And hoes never close, they open like hallways. So here's a hoe cake for your whole hoe crew, and everybody wants some, cause hoes gotta eat too.
Use a hoe, I said that use a hoe.
Just waste it.
Use a hoe, use a hoe, use a hoe. I said that use a hoe.
Can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Hoes don't act right. It's hoes on a missing and it's hoes on a crack pipe. Hey ho, how you doing? Where you been? Probably doing ho stuff, cause there you ho again. It's a whole wide world that we living in. Feline, feminine, fantastical women. Not all, just some. You ho who you are. It's hoes in the room, it's hoes in the car. Hoes on stage, it's hoes by the bar. Hoes by near, but hoes by far. Ho.
But can I get a ride?
No.
Come on, nigga, why?
Even your daddy knows that you sucking down chocolate like daddy-o's. You hoes are horrible, horrendous. On taxes, y'all writing off hoes in the business. I see the hoe rising. It ain't surprising, it's just a hoe wasted with ugly sick faces. But hoes don't feel so sad and blue, cause most of us niggas is hoes too.
You the hoe.
Okay, hold on. What up, world? What it do, man? It's Detroit's voice, man. Cut it, Kane. Welcome to the Say Hello to the Bad Guy Podcast, man. It's Bad Guy Radio, Detroit's number one and Detroit's most dangerous podcast, man. We back in the building. Welcome to another episode, man. It's the podcast for the streets where we aim to educate as well as entertain the youth, the means, and all those in between. As I said before, I am Detroit's voice, and I'm seen as somewhat of a father figure and mentor, you know, if you will, to the hood and to the streets. Matter of fact, I take it upon myself to be the father a lot of you niggas never had. The uncle you never had. I ain't claiming no strays. You know what I'm saying? And between me and you, I don't want the baby mamas I got, let alone some extras. But that's a story for another day, man. Anyway, big shout out to all my nieces and nephews who stay checking in weekly, monthly, sporadically, or whenever I get the urge to hit the studio and put this shit together, man. I know I'm kind of sporadic with the recording, but y'all know when I do show up, I'm bringing my A game. And you know, the show gonna go the fuck up. We had 58 countries, 800 and some odd cities. You know how we do it. So you know what I'm saying? Like I said, shout out to my nieces and nephews. Check it. We back in the madhouse. I'm back in town. I'm fresh off another vacation, man. Shout out to New York City. They treat me real well up there. You know what I'm saying? I love vacations. Can't wait to go on the next one. In fact, I can't wait to go anywhere except here because you niggas been real niggerish lately. And you've been disappointing your uncle at an astronomical rate. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, man. You know, you niggas been shooting kids. You're doing armed robberies for pit bulls. You're going out of town to sell dope on Tether. Then lying to your PO about where you've been. It's all kind of stupid, goofy shit going on in our city, man. We need prayer. So y'all pass some money to the collection plate to your mayor, Kwame the Reverend, and we're going to get y'all on a prayer call tonight. You feel me? So anyway, man, you know, in addition to that, you know, Detroit's been underwater a lot lately. You know, it's smelling like mildew and mold around this bitch. You know, every time it rains, you need a submarine around this motherfucker. Chargers is on 94 in the deep end. You hear me? Straight up, man. When I'm in New York, I'm 30 stories up. I come back home to the D. It's ocean perch and catfish swimming in my motherfucking basement. I can't deal with this shit, bro. It's bad out here. What else is new with me this week? Oh, yeah. I took the vaccine. Yes, niggas. I took the vaccine. I had to, though, man. I couldn't take the chance of one of these $26 Spirit Airline flight to Miami stranded in the airport after sleeping four deep at the rear roof end ass bitches breathing on me. I just couldn't risk it. I held out as long as I could, but the Delta cases was rising and becoming seriously ill was just a chance I just couldn't take. I'm one dose in. I took my first shot about a week ago. I'm scheduled for my second dose in the next couple of weeks. No major side effects so far, but I will say, man, the next day, my dick grew like 3 extra inches. I swear to God, I've been tripping over this motherfucker left and right all week. It's like, I'm just kidding, ladies. I mean, unless you want to see it, please DM at OneBadGuyRadio on Instagram. Send your latest check stub and a certified copy of your nurse's license. So you bitches be saying y'all nurses, y'all be CNAs, and I can't go for that. So send your RN registry in, and we'll get them pictures out to you. But no, man, all bullshit aside, I did take the vaccine. As far as side effects go, my arm was sore the first day. I was tired the next couple days after that. But outside of that, I'm pretty cool. You know, I ain't grew no wings and no shit like that, no third legs. You know, I'm doing okay. I had a choice between taking the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine. I took the Pfizer vaccine. That's the one that was recommended by my primary care physician. You know, I do go to the doctor to get the dick swabs, you know, make sure my shit's straight. And Pfizer also makes Viagra. So listen, if Viagra works, the vaccine got to at least be 50% good. You feel me? But, I did consult with my doctor before going forward. I made the decision that I felt was best for me long term, which is pretty much what I told everybody to do. You know, I have been covering coronavirus in bits and pieces on my show, but I do believe that, you know, it's a turning point, you know, in all of our lives. First pandemic in 100 years. This is something we never seen. Now, you know, I know a lot of people have opinions about the vaccine, you know, but at this point, I really don't give a fuck what any of you niggas think for real. I mean, the reason being, none of you niggas are doctors and none of you niggas have any formal medical training. So, I mean, unless you are educated in viral disease control or immunology, I'm going to pass on your opinion. I don't care about your memes and tweets. I don't care about your Facebook statuses. As far as I'm concerned, everything coming out of you niggas' mouths is hearsay and third party information. You know, that you pretty much learn from Google University. As it stands today in the United States, we got over 600,000 people that have died in this country. And those numbers are increasing daily. That's a fact. Now, if you want to disagree with that, you can go argue with the funeral home or go argue with the families of the people who or the families of the people who were lost. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't understand never will I understand the need to debate science and immune deficiency with niggas who read and write on a third grade level anyway. Something about niggas talking about the pandemic is a conspiracy who can't actually spell the word conspiracy just doesn't sit right with me. So I'm gonna run with my doctor. Now listen, I'm not saying everybody isn't entitled to their opinion and their beliefs, you know, because they are. You know, we all can feel however we feel. But here's my opinion. If you feel the pandemic is fake, if you don't believe in vaccines, if you believe that the pandemic is fictitious in any way, stay home. And no, I don't mean stay home like quarantine, nigga. I mean, like, when and if you get sick, stay your ass at home. Don't call 911. Don't go to the hospital. Don't pull up to the emergency room. Stay home. Remember, the hospitals and vaccines are for believers in sheep. So if you don't believe in the pandemic and you don't believe in the vaccine, in the event you start experiencing COVID symptoms, take a Tylenol, a Flintstone vitamin, and take a nap. Stand on your belief that this shit ain't real. We're going to see who's really smarter than the doctors. We're going to see how much y'all really believe the bullshit that's coming out of y'all mouth when this shit gets to knocking on your front door. But anyway, man, you know, fuck all that, man. You know, it's back to the show, man. We back in the madhouse. Welcome to the madhouse. This is my madhouse. It's somewhat of a trap house, but we sleep on it, and we got couches and a PlayStation. It's all up. Y'all know I'm coming heat, as always, man. Today's show is another installment into my Hoology miniseries. And, you know, for all of my newer listeners or those who are checking in for the first time, Hoology is my class. And it's a class focused on the study of hoes. The study of hoes and the study of relationships and relations in general between the opposite sexes. Now, notice I said opposite sex, because I want to be clear that I don't have an opinion on same-sex dating or homosexual lifestyles. Reason being, I'm not involved in homosexual lifestyles. I'm not a homosexual, so I don't have an opinion. I don't go out of my way to form an opinion. This shit has nothing to do with me. And I believe in minding the business that pays me. You media reps, you know, entertainers, rappers, y'all keep forming opinions and going on record with opinions on gays. And I don't know if you're attention seeking or what, but I never understand it. Mind the business that pays you. Unless you got some overall interest in sucking dick that you curious or some shit. But other than that, not a topic I'm going to entertain. Welcome back to the madhouse. Like I said, so for a quick recap and rundown on the Hoology series, episode one was Hoology, the male dating guide. And it was where I attempted, keyword attempt, to educate you niggas on how to tell a swan from a duck and how to avoid long-term attachments and obligations to low-value women. You niggas was taking prostitutes on dates, and some of you still are. That's where that keyword attempt comes in. Y'all are flying out and whining and dining some of the dirtiest, bummiest, passed-around dick eaters Detroit has to offer. You niggas is in Roof Chris with bitches I wouldn't take to White Castle. Buying these hoes, rollies, and chains, and cash shopping them and shit. Random hoes on social media. Man, the list goes on. Side note, that cash app a bad motherfucker, ain't it? That was the beginning of long distance tricking, boy. Bitch used to have to come pick up that $40. Now the bitch want to deposit before she pull up. That a bitch.
Money, man. Please. You bitches is dizzy.
Money fucking please. That's the, yeah, exactly. Yeah, cash. Shout out to Cash App. I prefer sale. Cause I ain't paying no fees, nigga. I'm cheap like that. So like I said, man, long distance tricking, man. Shit took the world by storm, man. It's a tragedy. Like I said, I tried to educate you niggas, but the show is only 60 minutes. I can't save the world. I know some of y'all rode the short bus and get checks on the third of the month. So I get that some of you niggas are slow learners. It's going to take a few lessons until you're over the hump. You're always the hooked on finest, kids. I completely understand. Completely. Now, listen, the second installment was Hoology, Two Sides to a Story. And that's kind of where I turned the tables and kind of created a class and information session to provide women a chance to get a truthful look into the mind of a man. Because who better to tell women about a man than an actual man? But you bitches listen to your cousin that got three fucking baby daddies by four niggas. Don't tell me how that happened. Three kids, whatever the fuck. The kids took him by social services and shit. Them, this is who y'all take advice from. Misery loves company, you stupid motherfucker. Anyway, the show did numbers, but I'm willing to bet anybody a dollar to a bucket of shit, not one bitch learned anything. And I'm going to tell you why. 94% of these bitches don't listen, and the other 6% are deaf, so they didn't hear this shit either. Bitches listened to the show, told me how right I was, told me how much sense I made. Then they proceeded to go home and do the exact opposite of everything I taught them on the show. Shit just happens, man. It's just how it goes. It's life. But anyway, man, moving along. Today's installment represents a new chapter in the Hoology series. A chapter that probably is the most entertaining, yet most complex, to the point I might need 3 shows for this chapter alone. In fact, it's a chapter that's very near and dear to my heart. So I want to welcome everybody to Hoology Advanced Trick Theory. Y'all like that, don't y'all? Now listen, I know it's a lot of shows that push content that focuses on dating and relationships and marriage and finding the perfect person and your soulmates and soul to all the other jab shit. But I'm here to tell you unapologetically, this isn't one of them. This is also not the show about energy. I don't play with chakras. I don't burn sage. And I don't manifest shit. So if you're looking for soul searching and cleansing, change the channel. Feelings don't reside in the madhouse. This isn't the show that revolves around pussy dick shit or any of that other emotional shit that y'all be on either. But I will say, I do have some experience in the world of relationships. And that experience provides me with perspective and insight to provide. So I utilize my platform to give that advice. That's why they call me Uncle Cutter. Now, the key to these shows, whenever I'm entertaining or educating you guys, is I want you guys to do better than me. I want the best for all my nieces and nephews. I also want my nieces with extended cases involving the state to sell me their food stamps. But that's a story for another day. I heard Biden been dropping them checks. Y'all charging too much. Where I'm from, it's 50 cents on a dollar. I'm not giving nobody 200 for 350. Kiss my ass. Moving along. Now, I know my doubters, you know, and my naysayers. They're going to say, well, he isn't married. He has multiple baby mamas. Who is he to give advice? To that, I say, I'm a nigga who fucked up. And experience is the best teacher. So I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't come in the studio and talk about what I think. I come in the studio and speak on what I know. And I do it honestly and unapologetically. I also know how to not mistake or mix my emotions and opinion to a point to where it stands over fact. I know how hard that is for most of you. A lot of you motherfuckers can't tell your opinion from fact or your emotions from fact. I tell it how it is, black and white, even when the situation doesn't fit my specific point of view. And listen, man, when I say experience, I mean it. You niggas think Jesus died for your sins? No, nigga, that was the bad guy. That's right, nigga, that was me on the cross. They put my black ass on the cross at the court of child support. I'm the definition of been there, done that when it comes to these goofy, underhanded, self-serving ass bitches. Yeah, restraining orders, child support court, police reports, court-ordered visitation, parenting classes, vandalized vehicles, tracking devices, pop-ups. I done been through it all. I've been there, and I done that, and I pretty much seen it all when it comes to dealing with these dumbass hoes. So as I said before, these other shows are telling you what they think. I'm telling you what the fuck I know. So pay attention. Uncle Cutter fought the war in the battle and survived to tell my story. And I went through it so you niggas don't have to. Pass the collection plate. I could preach too.
Money, man. Please.
Money, please. Now listen to me, man. You can listen to me and avoid all situations I've seen. Or you can be stupid and mistake your so-called intuition and take it over my experience and see where it gets you. So, I guess the first thing we need to cover is what is the advanced trick theory? Simple. It's the advanced theory of tricking. See what I did there? Pretty clear, right? Tricking and prostitution, yes, I said prostitution because that's what it is, has become more prevalent and accepted in today's society by today's generation than I could ever remember at any other point in time in my life. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, sex is for sale. And money has become the deciding factor in a lot of today's relationships. A woman actually liking the man has become kind of secondary to finance in regards to who she chooses to date. And it's apparent, because I would say 60 to 70% of women prefer being a rich man's whore over a working man's wife. You bitches are for sale. And I'm not mad about it. No, I'm not. Sex as a means to make money has become so mainstream that women working real jobs have kind of sort of become looked down on the same way working men have become looked down on in favor of scammers and drug dealers. Well, ladies with jobs, you're not out of style. I'm here to let you ladies know we still love you. You're still important. Okay? But I'm also here to tell you that we love hoes too. Yes, we love hoes too. See, I'm going to tell you the truth. Motherfuckers going to lie to you. We love hoes too. A wise man once said, a hoe is the most valuable tool in the garden. I can't remember if it was Malcolm X or Martin Luther King, but it was for sure one of them niggas. And I also feel like hoes need to be appreciated because hoes provide balance. A hoe will make you appreciate a real woman. If you cheat on your real woman with a hoe, you drive home and you be like, you know what? I'm happy that I ain't got to stay with that bitch, that house I just left. That's balance, fellas. Now, I don't know, man, you know, how hoes rose to the top of the food chain. Don't ask me why. I didn't make the game. I just explained it. I don't know if it's the social media. I don't know if it's the music. I don't know if it's just more socially accepted than in previous years, but selling sex has become as mainstream as driving a car. And you know something? I knew something was going on, right? When I started seeing bitches start posting hotel and motel pics on social media 3-4 times a week, but all the hotels was in their same city. I said, yeah, something is definitely going on here. What the fuck is you doing at the Mosey Wosey on Telegraph? You still in Evergreen. What the fuck is you doing up there? In-city vacation, huh, bitch? Oh, yeah, I bet. Sound like an out call to me or an in call. What they call it? The quick visit, the QV, the S. Okay, I'm saying too much. Anyway, sex in this generation, man, is for sale everywhere you look and everywhere you go. And it's available in many forms. From sexual content on OnlyFans and premium snaps to online classifieds that offer escorts that'll come right to your home. It's available, man, everywhere you look. I remember back when hoes used to cry when they got exposed. Now they selling videos and pics 2 for $15 and 3 for $25 like an old school weed house. Tricking used to be subtle and under the radar. Now it's out in the open. And then these hoes try to hide it under like this new age whore philosophy where they use like cold words like providing or building or investing. They go on social media and try to question niggas' manhood and pocket saying little bullshit like, a real man do this. Or they try to aim to destroy a nigga's ego to make him hand over the cash, you know, by calling them broke or some shit like that. Now, let me start off. Let me first say, you know, as a man, I'm not interested in a woman that I have to invest in, at least not long term, not at 35. I'm 21, 22, dealing with a bitch fresh out of high school. But bitch, if you 30, 35 and you ain't got it together yet, bitch, the clock is ticking. OK, what the fuck have you been doing for the past 10 years? You know, that at motherfucking 30, a nigga still got to build you up. Sound like you've been slacking, bitch. You're not finna slay on your dime and then get educated on mine. What fucking part of the game is this? Now, let me start off by saying, you know, we will have fun with them Have a good time with them, yes. Marry and build with them, fuck no. Fuck no. Any woman that I've ever taken seriously either already had it or was on her way to it. All, like I said before, all of us are 30. If not, we in the neighborhood. I don't know why the fuck y'all still moving like teenagers, like you about to get a second shot at life. Talking about you got to get your shit together. Bunch of little ass girls trapped in grown women's body. Nigga, fix you. What the fuck I'm going to fix your credit for? I wasn't with you when you was running that shit up. What the fuck? I'm building, putting you in a business, and what the fuck? What? Listen, man, if you ask a woman nowadays her ideal man and what she expects from him, the description is going to fall somewhere between a father figure and a trick. Maybe not a partner, but definitely not a partner. Definitely somewhere between father and trick. They want to be invested in. They want you to build their credit. They want you to teach them. They want you to pay for nail classes and massage therapy school and lash tech lessons and shit. What the fuck, man? Where your daddy at, bitch? A lot of y'all didn't grow up with daddies in the shows. Just being honest, man. But that's why Uncle Cutter is here. To give you the truth, the light, and the way. Pass the collection plate again, please.
Money, please.
Listen, now, my issue is, and it's not really an issue, because like I tell niggas, you know, women are going to always want the nigga that's on. The only thing that you can do about it is to be the nigga that's on. You can't be, listen, nigga, you either got it or you don't, chump. So I'm not going to just sit here and make it a wild. Hey, listen, fellas, if you want to talk like this and move like this, nigga, you better get a bag. You know what I'm talking about? Your mama was getting a bag back in the day. What you think all them niggas that was buying you motherfucking ice creams and shit off the truck was doing? Your mama was with the shit.
Now my mama was stripper selling that thing. You know what I'm saying? That butt. You hear me? You know what I'm saying?
You ugly, period.
Y'all niggas ain't live like me, man. You ain't never seen your mama suck some dick for some money. Yeah, you can't even compare to the type of brain I got. I see my mama suck dick for crack work, boy. Now, I'm sick.
Now, listen, I didn't see my mama suck dick for no crack, but I think y'all get the fucking point, man. You feel me? Now, see, it's like women nowadays, man, it's like it's becoming a situation where character doesn't really matter. Looks don't either. They'll fuck a roach if you got a bankroll or some buffs. Scat pack, they have a baby bomb. It's not a problem. Women now judge how good or worthy a man is based off what he does for them. If you taking losses, giving out free shit, you a real nigga. It's just the game. They say shit like I said, real nigga does this, real nigga does that. They try to call you broke to shame you. Well, bitches, let me tell you something. I can't be shamed. And you niggas shouldn't be either. My granny always said, it's not what people call you, it's what you call yourself. I truly don't give a fuck about no bitch calling me broke. That's a Detroit bitch favorite line anyway. They'll call anybody broke. It don't matter if you got money or not. Bitch will call Bill Gates broke. Dan Gilbert. They call any motherfucking body broke. That's their go-to word. Broke ass nigga. First thing out of bitch, you just took your dick out the bitch mouth. She call you a broke ass nigga 5 minutes later. And I'm going to tell you something this. It's nothing a bitch who paying a note on a 2009 Ford Fusion can say that ever hurt my feelings. These bitches be in the streets with the designer bags, 40-inch weave to the flow, Alexander McQueen, everything. Got a crib full of air mattresses, eating hot dogs for dinner. Miss me with that rap shit. That pussy talk poverty. That's what the fuck you be talking about. Pussy talk, yeah, pussy talking poverty, bitch. Pork and beans and hot dogs. The fuck that pussy talking? And an occasional starter carryout. Back in the fucking madhouse, man. Y'all knew what time. I told you niggas I was coming back. So listen, man. I just want to say, for the record, let me be clear. I am not here to vilify tricking. And I'm not here to down talk on hoes. In fact, I'm here to do the exact opposite. I am here to say, for the record, I see no problem with tricking. And the reason being is at this point in life, I'm not an advocate of wasting time. dating is expensive. And dating multiple women is even more expensive. So, fellas, I don't see anything wrong with the man cutting out the middleman and getting straight to what he want. Why I got to take you to Benny Hollins and let them make this money? You know your Comcast bill late. Why? We can pick up from Sun China, from 6 Mile and Telegraph, General Child Chicken. It's like $13.65. Get a pint, go to the crib, Netflix and chill. And listen, we need to start putting a real price on this shit too, because some of you hoes be trying to talk shit about the 40 ball, but you make like $11.62 an hour. So if you really think about it, $40 for 15 minutes worth of work ain't really that bad. It's, let me break the math down for you. It's 15 minutes. It's four of those in 1 hour. If you made $40 for 15 minutes, you can see four motherfuckers an hour. That's $160 an hour. You damn near a doctor or a lawyer at that point. Who do you know?
Money, please.
Who do you know makes $160 an hour? You like a fucking surgeon or something. And listen, that's without tips. That is without, you like, listen, you got to break it down, man. 8 custodes a day, 2 hours worth of work. Hey, 320, you talking about 320 a day? Show me a nigga making 320 a day. I work at the plant. I know what they pay. Hey, listen, just throwing it out there. Now, listen, like I said, man, you know, men want sex. Women want money. It's a give and take relationship, in my opinion. You know, plus I never had a problem with an honest hoe. It's the sneaky ones I don't like. Shout out to Jelly Roll Entertainment. That's my dog. We got to check on Jelly. Make sure her shit's still together. That head was kind of soft the last time she was in the studio. Motherfucker was high-fiving her brain in this bitch. Shout out to the True Life series, man. My life is an escort. One of my hottest episodes right now. Free plug. Go check that out. Now, you want to tell you what else I don't like? I don't like bitches who want to trick with everybody else but want to go out on dates with me. Bitch. The fuck? Keep the same energy. I want the same action. Fair exchange has never been a robbery. Heard about you already, baby. You can quit the acting. Now, listen. While we speaking economics, I would be the first to say the price of pussy was higher than it ever has been the past year. You scamming ass niggas really raised the bar. Bitcoin and tricking was like the number one and number two businesses that arose out of the pandemic. That and cooking dinners. And them little $6 boutique dresses you bitches selling for $50 and $100 too. Yeah, but you know, whatever. OnlyFans went up. I won't lie, I bought one or two. Only like the $8 and $10 ones. I wouldn't give no bitch no $25, $50, nothing. No, kiss my ass for that. I have a nigga hack your shit before I do that. Only the moderately priced ones. You hoes ain't finna tax me. I didn't get the extra unemployment money. I know a lot of you ladies was getting tricked out them little coochies and Krabby Patties this past year too, huh? Thought you met a baller. Nigga was drinking 42. He was D or down. You thought you had hit the jackpot. Unemployment money gone. That nigga had been broke for 6 months straight. Back to sleeping on the couch. Dropping you back off at work. Yeah. Fellas, don't let these hoes back in around, man. Not that them niggas ran out that money. He's about to get cold. And Mr. Two Pair of Pants can't house her because his piece is not hitting no more. Now, fellas, I'm going to give you some advice. And ladies, I got some for y'all too. Fellas, if you're going to do it right and be smart. Make these hoes earn them coins. Start your negotiation prices low and make the bitch work her way up. Don't break the bank the first day out. You know what I'm saying? So everything is a negotiation. Ladies, my advice to y'all, be a little more discreet. And watch your stock rise. Nobody likes a cheap hoe. Okay, I'm lying. We do. We like cheap hoes. Just don't look like one. And don't make selling pussy your go-to hustle. It's okay to fuck the landlord if the rent late. But selling coochie for crab legs just ain't the move. It's not the move. You know what I'm saying? You bitches be laid up hanging with every so-called baller in the city just to go home high with Snapchat stories and captions on pics. And that just don't sit right with me. Okay, I'm lying. It does. Homeless ass bitch give a fuck about a nigga? Wick grocery bag hold 5-6 figures. Until next time, everybody, it's Pimps Up, Hoes Down. I'm out of here. It's Bad Guy Radio.
I don't be sliding through no blocks, I be slipping by. How you fucking the same niggas that done killed the guy? And you try to sell my dick, call me a lie. I don't give your ass no cash, I just get you high. You a Tati Anaheim, how you a Bobby Dow, bitch? You ain't gotta cry. And you be fucking for that cash, you ain't got it, huh? You ain't got it, huh? Bitch, you ain't got it, huh? You ain't got it, huh? You ain't got it, huh? Broke bitch, you ain't got it, huh? You ain't got it, huh, bitch? Yeah. Bitch, you weak your ass an L, huh? Yeah. Quiet as kept, you fuck no rail, huh? Yeah. I heard you fucking through your Zell, huh? You fucking on the nigga that killed my man.